Coming to you from Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to Web Radio WCWP, Brookville, New York. And now it's time for the 175th Mike Shimeri Show. Yes, for the 175th time, this is the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP. Not only is it the 175th show, but it's also my 25th birthday. So how do you like that? And we have quite a show today. In the interview segment, our third interview overall with Tom Hughey, the voice of John Arbuckle on Garfield and Friends, when that was on, which is all available on DVD. He is currently now the director of the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale out in Cody, Wyoming, where he lives. So that'll be a fun interview later in the hour. Also in this hour, in the first three-of-a-kind showcase, we have Joe Sample, and in hour two, Richard Elliott. We begin the show with two songs that equal 25. John Tesh, Group 5, and the Rippingtons, 20. 5 plus 20 equals 25. I couldn't find a song that had 25 as the title. So we begin with John Tesh and Group 5 on the Mike Shimeri Show on Web Radio WCWP, the 175th Mike Shimeri Show. Web Radio WCWP, it's the 175th Mike Shimeri Show and my 25th birthday. And that was the Rippingtons with 20 from 20th Anniversary, which came out on July 25th. Before that, John Tesh with Group 5 from Iron Man Triathlon in 2002. 20 plus 5 equals 25 for my 25th birthday. I don't have anything that adds up to 175 yet, although we played much more than that as far as David Benoit songs are concerned. And, oh yes, I'm recording an interview with David later today. It'll air December 1st. That's right, he's back. He's no longer burned out on interviews. Well, here's Pat Metheny Group for the 99th time, which means the next time, obviously, will be the 100th time, but right now it's the 99th on the 175th Mike Shimeri Show. A lot of numbers to remember. This is Here to Stay. Web Radio WCWP, Pat Metheny Group, with Here to Stay from We Live Here in 1995. This is the 175th Mike Shimeri Show for those of you just tuning in, and it's all. And there's my first stutter of the show, or flub, I guess you could say. This is the 25th show overall, and oh, by the way, there's a speaker right now set up right outside this building, the Abrams Communication Building, where WCWP is located, so everybody outside can hear the Mike Shimeri Show. So, hello to anybody outside this building within listening range, let's say. Saturday, December 3rd, from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., the PTV Telethon here at CW Post Television, will be raising money for the Boys and Girls Club. All donations are accepted. Come to the second floor of Humanities Hall to make donations on the day of the telethon, and you may even get a prize. Also, keep a lookout for the Dorm Storm team, who will be going all around the dorms looking for people who want to donate. The telethon is going to air live on PTV Channel 73, so tune in for great performances, a lot of fun, and a great opportunity to raise money for a great cause. And hey, that's great. Up next, another great guy, Joe Sample, and his three-of-a-kind showcase.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Toys of Hope, a nonprofit children's charity, and WCWP present the second annual Holiday Toy and Collection Drive. Bring a new and unwrapped toy to the Abrams Communication Center at the CW Post campus of Long Island University. The toy drive runs from Monday, November 30th through Friday, December 15th. Call WCWP at 516-299-2628 for more information. Help kids get the holidays they deserve.
On Deja Vu, the women of rock are sticking it to the man. Ladies do have a place in rock and roll. Hell, all our DJs are female. Deja Vu Radio on web radio WCWP.org, 7 to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday. And catch us on 88.1 FM WCWP Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Deja Vu, where the goddesses of rock are staking their claims.
Indeed. Joe Sample, this is your showcase. It begins with a special radio edit of something on his 1982 album, The Hunter, Night Flight. Web Radio WCWP. We are two-thirds of the way through the Joe Sample three-of-a-kind showcase. That was Mother's Eyes, and this is something he did with the Crusaders, Free as the Wind, and it was used in the Nelson Rangel three-of-a-kind showcase because he covered Free as the Wind on his Soul to Souls album, and we'll hear Nelson next hour. But for now, here's the third song in Joe Sample's three-of-a-kind showcase, Free as the Wind. That'll do it for the Joe Sample Three of a Kind Showcase on the 175th Mike Shamari Show on my 25th birthday on Web Radio WCWP. That was Free as the Wind from Sample This in 1997, before that Mother's Eyes from Ashes to Ashes in 1990, and we began with a special radio edit of Night Flight. The full version is on The Hunter in 1982. Night Flight is also sampled or covered on Sample This. And also Rainbow, well, there's Rainbow Seeker 2, and Melodies of Love, Fly with the Wings of Love, or is it just Fly with Wings of Love? There's no the in there. Wednesday, November 29th, at 3 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Plainview Old Bethpage Public Library, Failure to Launch will be shown. That movie stars Sarah Jessica Parker, Matthew McConaughey, Kathy Bates, and Terry Bradshaw. In the event of a large turnout, Plainview residents will be seated first. The library is located at 999 Old Country Road in Plainview. Up next, the third interview overall with Tom Hughey.
You know what? I'm really proud to be an American. That's why I registered with Selective Service. If you think about it, our country doesn't ask much from us. One of the few duties we have as young men living in America is to register with Selective Service when we turn 18. Why register? Because if you don't, you can miss out on college loans, job training, good jobs, and driver's licenses in most states. Plus, it's the law. So register online at sss.gov or go to your local post office.
Listen to the Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP for local music, live performances, and interviews with up-and-comers. Also, the best new rock variety for when you're itching to expand your horizons. The Stomping Grounds, where local rock lives. Check out webradio WCWP.org and myspace.com/WCWP for more.
This is the 175th Mike Shamari Show. This has been Tom Hughie here on the 175th Mike Shamari Show, and there's more music in 30 seconds.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Hi, everybody. This is Tom Van Horn, host of D2 Game Day, inviting you to join us this year for nationwide coverage of Division II football. Each week, we'll provide a comprehensive look at the exciting world of D2 football. It all culminates with a national championship game in Florence, Alabama. So keep it here for extensive coverage on D2 Game Day.
D2 Game Day, every Friday morning at 12 a.m. on your home for CW Post Pioneers Football, 88.1 FM, WCWP.
Hi, this is Tom Hughie, voice of John Arbuckle from the old Garfield and Friends TV series on Saturday mornings on CBS. I'm listening to Mike Shamari and the Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP. You keep listening, too.
Web radio WCWP. That was David Sanborn with Run for Cover from Voyeur in 1981. The 50th time we've played a song by David Sanborn on the 175th Mike Shamari Show on my 25th birthday. I told you it's a lot of numbers to remember. Tom Hughie, thank you once again. Hope the new job as director of the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale is going well. When we recorded that, he had just finished. It was his last day at the Bighorn Radio Network. And he was going to start at the Buffalo Bill Art Show and Sale on Monday, November 6th. Well, now it's November 17th, so he's been doing it for 2 weeks now. Saturday, December 7th, 2nd, rather, at 5:30 p.m. At Oyster Bay's Planting Fields Arboretum, the Planting Fields Foundation will host a holiday-themed cocktail party. The celebration includes live dance music and hors d'oeuvres to coincide with the park's Yuletide cheer. The party begins in the main greenhouse where guests can admire poinsettias and other holiday flowers adorned in twinkle light and lights and candles. The historic Co-Hall will open at 6 o'clock where fine foods and cocktails will be served. The Leon Petruzzi Band, will be playing everyone's dance favorites. Wear your holiday finest, and to purchase tickets or for more information, contact the membership coordinator at 516-922-8678 or go to plantingfields.org. Up next, taking us into hour two, Earl Klug.
When it comes to helping people and communities thrive, there is an old way.
Food stamps.
And there is United Way.
Asset development.
Financial literacy program.
Shoulders to lean on.
Transportation and health care access.
Home ownership incentives.
Right here in your backyard and across the country, United Way is changing the way. From quick fixes to real lasting change. That's not the old way. That's United Way. And that's what matters.
Shock me with that deviant behavior.
You know you want to stir up some mischief and mayhem and break up the monotony of your day. Listen to Capital Punishment every Monday through Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. right here on Web Radio WCWP.
Tired of listening to the same records over and over again? Then listen to The Lockdown from 10 to 1 a.m. Mondays through Friday on web radio WCWP to hear the hottest in hip-hop, R&B, reggae, and reggaeton. You could also catch The Lockdown on 88.1 FM Tuesdays from 10 to 1 a.m. Step your game up.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to the 175th Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. And taking us into hour two is Earl Klug with Baby Cakes, or as much of it as we can play before the top of the hour. You are now in hour two of the 175th Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP and on my 25th birthday. That was Earl Klug with Baby Cakes. and I'll be getting a birthday cake, I hope, later today. I prefer ice cream cake, thank you very much. Anyway, Baby Cakes is from Soda Fountain Shuffle in 1985. And that's the second week in a row where I break into laughter at the top of the second hour. Well, we begin hour two with Dave Grusin. And this is a song from his 1989 album Migration that we have not played to this point. Western Women. I assume that's the western part of the United States. Yeah, let's say that. Web Radio, WCWP, Nelson Rangel with A Night in Tunisia, the Dizzy Gillespie song that he covered there, from Soul to Souls, which came out on April 4th of this year. Before that, Dave Grusin with Western Women from Migration in 1989. I forgot what button to push here. Okay, that is Nelson. And this one is Dan Siegel. From his Northern Nights album in 1987, Feeling Happy, as the 175th Mike Shamari Show continues. Web Radio WCWP. It's the 175th Mike Shamari Show on my 25th birthday, no less. And that was David Benoit with 6 p.m. from Full Circle, which came out on June 27th. And I have a loyal listener right outside. Remember, we have a speaker right outside this building. So it's nice to know that people are listening. Yeah. Before that, and that featured Brian Bromberg, who we heard on... A Night in Tunisia earlier with Nelson Rangel. Before that, Dan Siegel. Oh, did I say 6 p.m. was from Full Circle, which came out on June 27th? I don't know anything anymore. Dan Siegel before that with Feeling Happy from Northern Nights in 1987. Saturday, December 2nd from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hempstead Public Library. Get ready to learn dessert preparation in time for the holidays. The owners of Look Who's Cooking Shop in Oyster Bay will host a program to teach you how to prepare desserts for easy entertainment. Samples will be distributed and recipes will be included. The program is free, registration is required, and for more information, call 516-481-6990. Up next, the Richard Elliott Three of a Kind Showcase.
Some comments you just won't ever hear at your house.
Hey, Dad, you need a hand with that yard work?
Just as unlikely, you may never hear, you know, it's time for an eye exam. That's because many vision problems have no early warning signs. An eye exam can spot glaucoma and other serious health conditions before you can. If you're over 40, remember, an eye doctor can see things you can't. For more on vision health, visit checkyearly.com. A message from the Vision Council of America and AARP.
News team! Assemble!
The News Roundup, only on WCWP. We've got all the news you need and want every weekday at 4:57, 5:57, and 7 p.m. on web radio WCWP.org and every weeknight on 88.1 FM at 9:55 and 10:55. If you don't tune in, you must be crazy.
You have mental problems, man.
Yeah, you got mental problems, man.
Yeah, it really does.
Richard Elliott, this is your showcase. It begins with the power of suggestion. Web Radio, WCWP. We are two-thirds of the way through the Richard Elliott Three of a Kind Showcase. And before we go any farther, that loyal listener I was referring to earlier, I invited him into the building. His name is Amici. He's from Nigeria. I believe he drives the Ocelot shuttle van here, or the shuttle bus. I don't know which it is, but he's a nice guy. Very nice. So that was Jumping Off in the Richard Elliott Three of a Kind Showcase. That was the name of the song, Jumping Off. And this is Coastline. And this brings back Rick Braun, who we heard on the David Benoit song 6 p.m. And it brings Greg Kourakos as well. They all co-wrote Richard, Rick, and Greg. Coastline. That'll do it for the Richard Elliott Three of a Kind Showcase on the 175th Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP and my 25th birthday. That was Coastline from Metro Blue in 2005. That featured Greg Kourakos on the keyboards. And Greg, co-wrote with Richard Elliott and Rick Braun that song Coastline. Before that, Jumpin' Off from Jumpin' Off in 1997. And we began with The Power of Suggestion from The Power of Suggestion in 1988. Wednesday, December 6th from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Hempstead Public Library, learn how to create a resume that gets noticed. The topics include the writing process, what should be included and left off, resume formats, and more. And more. Everybody always says and more. Well, I changed it to and even more as far as this show's tagline. But anyway, registration, the workshop is open to the public and is free. Registration is required, though. For more information, call that number I gave you earlier, 516-481-6990. I just spit. Or go to nassaulibrary.org/HEMPSTD. Up next, Greg Kourakos by himself.
When you open a book, you can explore new worlds, meet new friends, and discover new adventures, like the ones in the Chronicles of Narnia.
Impossible!
Are you prepared for what awaits you?
To find out more about the wonders of reading, you can visit the Library of Congress website at www.loc.gov and let your journey begin. This message has been brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Listen to the Stomping Grounds on Web Radio WCWP for local music, live performances, and interviews with up-and-comers. Also, the best new rock variety for when you're itching to expand your horizons. The Stomping Grounds, where local rock lives. Check out webradiowcwp.org and myspace.com/WCWP for more.
There is no need for this.
Somewhere along the way, we lost some common sense. Help Deja Vu Radio in their quest to bring superior tunes back into the lexicon. Join the plight with Deja Vu Radio Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on webradio.wcwp.org. Today's music has a publicist. Remember when it had a cause?
Here is Greg Kourakos, a solo work by him. We heard him before with Richard Elliott on Coastline. This song is Last Train. And it's actually the third to last song of this show, if you can believe it. It's only about 20 minutes left, and then the blender. Web Radio WCWP, Joyce Cooling with Come and Get It from Revolving Door, which came out on September 12th. Before that, Greg Kourakos with Last Train from Heatwave in 2002. December 9th through the 24th, every Christmas Eve, at the Studio Theater in Lindenhurst, New York, the Broad Hollow Theater Company presents an adaptation of Gene Shepherd's holiday classic, A Christmas Story. It follows Ralphie Parker's quest to get a Red Ryder BB gun under the Christmas tree. All elements from the 1983 beloved, it says, motion picture are featured in the production. For ticket information and reservations, call the box office at 631-581-2700 or go to broadhollow.org. We'll wrap up the show after this.
Would it be crazy if you packed your bags and left for a week, a month, a year? What if you left for 2 years? What if you were going far away to help in a village on the edge of the Gobi Desert? To spend time with people the rest of the world only reads about? To teach children and learn a thing or two about yourself? Would that be crazy? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
Shady. Tired of listening to the same records over and over again? Then listen to The Lockdown from 10 to 1 a.m. Mondays through Friday on web radio WCWP to hear the hottest in hip-hop, R&B, reggae, and reggaeton. You could also catch The Lockdown on 88.1 FM Tuesdays from 10 to 1 a.m. Step your game up.
Did you ever think that it was a good idea to take everything that you like and throw it together in one big mix? Well, I did, and that's why I made my show, The Blender, here on web radio WCWP. There's not much to say about it except for that it's a lot of music that I like, and maybe you'll like too. So give it a listen every Friday from noon till 2 p.m. on web radio WCWP.
That's amazing.
From Long Island University's CW Post Campus, you're listening to the 175th Mike Shamari Show on web radio WCWP. We're down to our last song in the 175th Mike Shamari Show on my 25th birthday. These guys have been around for 25 years too, Yellow Jackets. They'll be at Birdland tonight. They've been at Birdland the last few nights, and they'll be there tomorrow night as well. But I'll be there tonight to see them play at 9 o'clock. But this is from their 1997 album Blue Hats, written by Bob Mincer, called New Rochelle, because that's where Bob is from. The Blender is next. I will actually be live next week for show number 176, the day after Thanksgiving. That'll be fun. In the meantime, have a great Thanksgiving, and so long.